hour strike.
Yeah.
We'll deem the actual carrying on for the hour strike. But in here, you can see that we have 10 bell ropes.
Yeah.
Now, it isn't unusual in England for churches to have 10 bells. Some have more. Some have 12, even 16. But we have the oldest set of 10 anywhere in the world. We are really proud of them. Bell ringers from all over England come to have an opportunity to ring these bells. And our own team are very enthusiastic. They ring for us every Sunday and any other special services that we require. And they also take part in lots of bell ringing competitions, and they walk away with prizes on a regular basis as well. We will be staging the major national competition here in this tower in September. Unfortunately, our own team are not allowed to take part.
Oh, why is that?
Because they know this particular set of bells and their character so well. But they have won the national competition elsewhere in the past.
Yeah.
Our oldest bell here dates back to before this tower was even built, 1505. And the bells have been together as a set since 1815, when the last one was added by an exchange with another church. Over that period of 300 years, the system of ringing which we have here in England has really evolved. It's called change ringing. What that means is that your bell has a number and you work in a number sequence. So you start 1, 2, 3, etc. But you can leave numbers out or put extra numbers in. And the skill of the bell ringers is that they can control all of that. And they can ring special exhibition peals, which have 5,040 different notes in them and last for over 3 hours. So just imagine the concentration in doing that. We're going to go up to the next room where we're going to be able to have a look at the carillon and also see the engine working the bells at the hour strike, and we can see how all of that mechanism works. But before we do, I'm just going to switch on this television screen here.
Yeah.
Because we have some very important guests in the cathedral.
Yeah.
Peregrine Falcons.
Falcons, yeah.
Which we've had the same pair since 2006. And they've now got to the stage where their chicks are almost ready to fly independently and are learning not just to fly, but to hunt as well. As we're looking on the nesting tray now, we can just see one of the young birds there. That's a male bird. We know the colour of the two sexes. The males are much darker
black
on their back wings, almost black.
Yeah.
The females have a distinct blue tinge, so they're easy to tell apart. But we just a couple of weeks ago, we had someone come who is specially licensed to ring the birds, to put rings on their legs, which have got a special code on them. It's unique to this area. And we can then track where our birds have started to have their own families. And there are records, you can see the ring there on the leg.
Yeah.
There are records of two of our previous chicks now, which are mature birds and have partners and are raising families this year. So we're very pleased about that. It's the first year where we've been able to identify that that has actually happened.
Yeah. We zien hier de jonge valken eigenlijk die hier in de kerk geboren zijn en die natuurlijk over tijd gaan uitvliegen zijn, ook geringd, vertelt John. U hoort John, die hebben we ontmoet hier bij de kathedraal in Derby. En hij leidt bezoekers rond door de kerk, door de kathedraal, maar ook in de toren. En we hebben al een gedeelte geklommen, we hebben dat al verteld. We willen graag rond, als we om 4 uur boven zijn, dan horen we het carillon. Alle informatie kunt u vinden op de site van de kathedraal en op de site van Visit Derby.